Mekatilili wamenza. In the quiet of evening, when the air is thick with memory and the earth seems to listen, stories rise like smoke from embers. And none burns brighter than that of Mekatilili wamenza, the fearless woman of the Giriama, who stood tall when her people were brought low, and whose steps carved the path of resistance through the very bones of the land. Mekatilili was born when the world was changing among the proud Giriama, one of the 9 Mijikenda clans who guarded the coast with tradition and spirit. A people bound to the land, to Kaya forests, and to ancestral ways. But the time came when strangers from across the sea, the British, brought with them chains hidden in treaties and burdens masked as law. They came for land, for labor, for control. Mekatilili, a widow and mother, had not worn a warrior's cloak, but in her heart lived the fire of 1,000 shields. She watched as the Giriama were forced to pay taxes in coins they did not mint, to send their sons to dig in foreign soils, and to obey rules written in a foreign tongue. Sacred graves were trampled, elders silenced, shrines defiled. And still, Mekatilili did not bow. With her walking stick and a voice as sharp as a flint, she journeyed from homestead to homestead, reviving the kifudu, the funeral dance of the elders, turning it into a cry of the living. Beside her walked a boy named Kasala, young and quick-footed, who beat the drum and carried her words. She urged the Giriama to resist, not with spears, but with unity, not with woe, but with will. The colonial chiefs and administrators, puzzled and angered, could not believe a woman, not one backed by any army, not one born into political power, could inspire such unrest. They branded her a troublemaker, arrested her, and exiled her to Kisii, hundreds of miles away, deep in the highlands where she knew neither path nor tongue. But Mekatilili's fire did not dim, it flared. One night she escaped. How? None can say for certain. Some whisper she took the form of a night bird and flew past the sentries. Others claim a lion walked before her through the forests, scattering hyenas and guards alike. What is known is this. She walked through the open savanna of Narok, where zebras watched silently. She walked through the wildlife teeming Nakuru district of those days, where the air sang with wings. Across the dry Kapiti plains and the wide lands of Savo, where elephants made way for her passage, she walked. Anyone else would have feared the lions, leopards, hyenas, and other dangerous animals that she must have had to contend with on this long, perilous journey, but not Mekatilili. That she made it through bush and forest with hardly any roads to speak of is a wonder. How did she speak to the residents of these districts who spoke no Giriama and very little Swahili, if any at all? Nobody can tell, but she walked and reached Kilifi in one piece. No map, no food, no fear. She returned home, not weakened, but stronger. Her people rejoiced, but the British, unwilling to yield, seized her again. She had continued her resistance to the British colonial policies. She would not have her people fight in distant wars that they knew nothing about. This time they sent her further still to Kismayo, a coastal outpost far from Giriama land, where the language curled like smoke and the faces were unfamiliar. Still, Mekatilili watched the sea, and one night, under a pale moon, she vanished once more. Some say she hid beneath sacks of salt on a thaw. Others say the tide itself carried her home. When storms rose and waves crashed, she held fast to broken wood, whispering to the spirits of the deep. Once again she returned to her people's joy and wonder. Twice exiled, twice escaped, and never broken. She lived many years after, not in hiding but in plain sight, a living flame among her people. Her resistance did not end in bloodshed, but in awakening. She had reminded the Giriama who they were and what they would never become. And when she died, the land remembered her. Near Mazimboni, a great baobab tree stood, said to have witnessed her defiant oath in those first days of rebellion. Long after her passing, it remained a quiet monument to the woman who would not be silenced, the tree bending to no wind, just like her. So now, whenever the Giriama speak of strength, of truth, or courage without armor, they speak the name Mekatilili wa Menza, the lioness who walked with giants, though she walked alone.